KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 13 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 15. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a Clarinda man was arrested last night on drug charges. 24-year-old Jacob Allen Washburn was taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. in the 2700 block of Highway 71 just south of Villisca. Washburn was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and OWI drugged first offense. He was being held this morning in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. Montgomery County deputies were assisted in handling the incident by the Cass County Sheriff's Office drug recognition expert. A Cass County farmer who was selected as a winner in a seed company's contest has donated his winnings to the Cass County FFA organization. Delbert Westphalen of Atlantic, who's been farming for more than 52 years, won a $2,500 prize in the America's Farmers Grow Communities contest sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. And it was his option to decide which nonprofit group or organization would receive the funds.
We wanted to do something that was going to benefit a lot of the people in the county, not just one particular area or one particular group. So we chose the FFA food stand at the county fair. That way we're benefiting everybody, and we're most of all benefiting the county fair, so we can maintain that as, I think it's the only free county fair in the state of Iowa, and we want to keep it that way.
Westphalen told KJAN News the FFA is near and dear to his heart.
I was actually in FFA longer than 4 years because I stayed to get my American Farmer degree, and it's some of the best times that I had growing up, and it taught me responsibility. It's one of the reasons I'm a farmer.
He received his check Thursday afternoon at the Atlantic High School from four-star seed president Dennis Keneally and four-star sales manager Mike Lund, who represented the Monsanto company. The funds were presented to FFA advisors Eric Miller with the Atlantic High School, Gary Miller, Cam FFA, and Kevin Blair, Griswold FFA. Eric Miller said they hope to raise $40,000 to $45,000 to construct the FFA food stand.
We can do it less, cheaper, but we want to do it right. We don't want to just kind of piecemeal it, part it together part-time. We want to go, if we're going to do it, let's do it right.
So far, he says they've raised about $28,000 with almost no fundraising efforts conducted. $9,000 was raised through word-of-mouth contributions. The Trevor Fredrickson Foundation contributed $5,000 early on in the process, and they received a $2,000 grant from the Iowa West Foundation. Miller says he's applied for a $10,000 Cass County County Endowment Fund grant, and if it's approved, the project is a go for the summer. He said they should know by the end of the month if that grant is approved. Once the project begins, the old FFA food stand will be raised, and the new structure will be put up in its place.
Yes, we'll have better plumbing, we'll have better electrical, you know, it'll be all completely modern, a little bit more safe than it is now.
America's Farmers Grow Communities was launched by the Monsanto Fund in 2010 and has grown to include 1,324 eligible counties in 40 states. The program is part of the America's Farmers Initiative, which highlights the important contribution farmers make every day. For a list of the Grow Communities winners and more program information, go to growcommunities.com on the web. No injuries were reported following two separate accidents Wednesday afternoon in Atlantic. Police say one collision happened just before 3 p.m. at 10th and Maple Streets, when a vehicle driven by Paul Zacharias of Anita stopped at the intersection as he was headed south on Maple, and then proceeded into the intersection. The impact occurred as a vehicle driven by Derek Fulton of Atlantic was traveling west on 10th Street, which does not have a stop sign. The vehicle sustained a total of $2,200 damage during the resulting collision. Officers cited both men. Zacharias was cited for failure to obey a stop sign, while Fulton was cited for having no proof of insurance. Another accident happened at around 4:20 p.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Highway 71 and 22nd Street. The APD said Blake Sander of Anita was cited for failure to maintain control when his vehicle, which was traveling south on 71, slid out of control on the snow-covered road upon turning right onto 22nd Street and struck a vehicle driven by Cecilia Schuler of Cumberland. That was stopped at the intersection. Officials say Sander was driving too fast for conditions. Damage from the collision amounted to $4,000. And a rural Pottawatomie County man was injured in a single vehicle accident near Underwood Wednesday. Sheriff's officials say Kenneth Foote was driving west on Magnolia Road near 300th Street at around 9:20 a.m. when he lost control of his pickup. The truck went off the road into the south ditch, through a fence, crossed a field, and stopped at a hay bale and tree. The wreck occurred just east of Bentley. Rescue personnel helped Foote, who was initially thought to be trapped, out of the truck through the passenger door and transported him to a Council Bluffs Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. In our funeral announcements, James Nielsen, age 69 of Kimbleton, died Monday. Funeral services for James Nielsen will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Evelyn Rhodes, age 98, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Saturday in California. Funeral services for Evelyn Rhodes will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gary Holloway, age 70 of Kirkland, died February 21st. Funeral services for Gary Holloway will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norbert Thielen, age 79 of Anita, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Norbert Thielen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Billy Dean Lynn, age 84 of Casey, died Monday in Stewart. A celebration of life service for Billy Lynn will be held from 2 until 4 p.m. Saturday at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Bernice Bass, age 85 of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Creston. Funeral services for Bernice Bass will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. William Wright, age 84, formerly of Bayard, died February 20th in Georgia. Graveside services for Bill Wright will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Highland Township Cemetery near Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Dorothy Freeman, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Sam Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dorothy Freeman are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Ardith Sturm, age 86, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Ardith Sturm is currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Paul McLaren, age 71, of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Private graveside services will be held for Paul McLaren at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.